I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with The Annuity Sales Coach. Hello everyone, welcome to The Annuity Sales Coach. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this. It's one of the things I love to do. Well, not always, sometimes I'm actually pretty tired. This morning I actually got up at 3 a.m. I couldn't shut my brain down, so I am working on reserves now. Fortunately, I have some energy drinks and that will hopefully keep me going. But you know what? One of the things that gets me going more than any energy drink is actually helping agents do better. Watching agents go from basically struggling, barely getting by, to a total freedom lifestyle, to where they're able to do things with their family that they normally wouldn't be able to do, taking vacations and trips. I love it when people get to do that. And so that's what I get to do when I'm helping coach you, whether you're inner circle or you're pro plus or you're pro. And I'll tell you what, our inner circle, even though it costs $1,497 a month, my average inner circle person writes $700,000 a month. It only takes us $300,000 annuity to pay for that entire year's membership. So when you think about it, that's actually incredible. I mean, if you're writing $700,000 a month, you don't mind the $1,499 a month or $1,497 a month for the inner circle. So that's just a side note. But I consistently am getting agents that haven't written any annuities that are now writing $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 annuities. And I actually just had one of my inner circle guys write a $5 million annuity. It blows me away because my largest annuity sale ever was $3.7 million. And this guy's only been doing this for a few years, and he only wrote $1.2 million all of last year. So it's just, he's taken off like crazy. I'm very proud of him. But today we're going to go over how to overcome brokers. Now, this is specifically geared towards if you are a insurance-only agent. You only sell fixed and fixed indexed annuities. You don't sell variable annuities. You're not securities licensed. I'll do another podcast on that one to help you as well. But if you're just an indexed only or a fixed agent, I'm going to show you how you can overcome broker objections. So one of the things, this just happened recently, and this is one of the reasons why I actually get to help you, is because I am out in the field just like you. I'm running appointments just like you. And this just happened last week. So we're moving $400,000 and the client calls the broker to move it into cash equivalents. Remember, we can't do that. They have to make the instructions. It has to be their decision. But they say, oh, you know what? I want to move everything to cash equivalents. And the broker starts to get really agitated, just going, well, what are you putting your money into? Well, I'm putting it into annuity. Well, I have annuities too. Well, this annuity is guaranteed. Well, I have guaranteed annuities too. And he named, so I said, oh, just out of curiosity, which company is that? And they gave the name of the company. I said, I'm sorry, they only sell variable annuities. The only thing that's guaranteed on that is the income side of it. The principal is not protected. Oh, and by the way, if you have an income rider on it, that particular annuity pays approximately 3.8% in fees every single year that the client actually has to pay. So you don't have any guarantee on the actual account value on that. And she goes, yeah, but I do long-term planning. I said, oh, okay. So just out of curiosity, you're talking about keeping in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds because that's what you've had them in for the past 20 years. And you've said you can actually keep them in that and you're going to do long-term planning. So just out of curiosity, where's the market going to be tomorrow? She's like, well, I don't know. Okay, well, what about a year from now or 5 years from now? Well, I don't know that either. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. You said you do long-term planning. How about 10, 15, or 20 years from now? Where is the market going to be? Do you have any idea? Well, no, I don't. I said, then how can you do long-term planning? You can't. There's no way. You don't know where the market's going to be. So two things you do not know is you don't know where the market's going to be and you don't know how long they're going to live. So how are you going to do long-term planning? I know for a fact, beyond any shadow of a doubt, I know exactly where my client's income account value is going to be 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. I know exactly where that income account value is going to be, and I know exactly how much money the minimum they could pull out are based off of the worst case scenario. Their worst case scenario, the minimum amount. So in other words, if they're both still alive and it's a joint lifetime payout, it's obviously a lower payout. But if one of them passes away and they want to activate it, then it's going to be a higher payout. If the index does better than the income account value, it can be a higher payout because the total value is higher. But I know beyond any shadow of a doubt, the minimum they'll get, the worst case scenario. So I say, just out of curiosity, what is your worst case scenario in your product? I mean, what if the market goes down 15, 20, 30, 40, 50%? What's your worst case scenario? They could lose that amount of money. My worst case scenario, if I do a straight indexed annuity and I don't have any rider or any rider fee on that, my worst case scenario for that client is they have the same amount of money they did 10 years ago. So let's just take the example of the S&P. The S&P approximately from 2000 to 2013 is approximately at the same spot. Right now, around a 48 to 52% drop in the market, you're actually going to have this the same amount you were in 2000. So what? That's 19 years later, your money's back to where it was. That is saying if it gets back to where it was, but what if you're in a 2006 situation and you want to retire in 2010? Then you're going to be a lot less in account value. So how can you do any sort of long-term planning? That's just one scenario. Another one somebody says I don't like annuities. They're horrible. A broker or a banker or some financial guy. Well, I hate annuities. Actually, there's a guy out there that says, well, I'd rather die and go to hell than sell an annuity. That's just, it's just hypocritical and arrogant when they say that, because here's the reality. Those brokers and bankers and financial people in the variable world, they love annuities. Even if they don't sell them, they love annuities. How do I know this? Because as long as you keep your money with that broker, you're their annuity. If they make 2% off of you, they get paid every single year, whether you're winning or losing. You're their annuity. So what would you rather have? Would you have the broker call you their annuity, or would you rather have an annuity yourself that you know beyond any shadow of doubt how much money you're going to get no matter how long you live? And that's why brokers don't like our products, because they know once you move your money out of the variable accounts into our products, they don't make their fees anymore. Oh, by the way, their fee comes out of your money. Our fee does not come out of your income account value. It comes out of the actual value, account value, but it doesn't affect your income. In a variable account, it does. Obviously, if you have an income rider on that, it doesn't. But our income riders are far superior to any variable annuity that's out there. Now, the important thing when you're talking to a client, you do not compare product to product from the standpoint of recommendations. You can educate, but you cannot recommend. So if somebody says, well, do you think I should pick a variable annuity or do you think I should pick a fixed? It's very important you understand how they work. And that's no problem. You can explain to them how it works, but you do not make the decision for them. That is up to them. You're not securities licensed. You can't do that. Like I said, the securities license, I can explain later how you can make the most of that. But if you're not securities licensed, do not make any variable recommendations whatsoever. The client has to make their decision. That's what I tell people. That's why you don't product push. That's why you educate. That's why you help the client understand this is how they work so they can make the decision. We don't have to be salespeople in this business. We can educate and then they make the decision what makes sense for them. But these brokers love annuities because you're their annuity, Mr. and Mrs. Client. And so that combats that one. Another one I find too is, well, why do, and this is where a broker will say this, they'll say, well, you know what, my fees, you know, they come out, but they don't really affect your money. Well, first of all, that's not true, because why do you get paid even when you're losing my money? I don't know of many jobs out there where a broker, well, let's not specifically gear towards broker right now. Let's just say, I don't know of many jobs out there, period, where if you don't do your job, you still get paid. And I use this example, and it actually turned into a very large annuity for me, because this guy was actually a cattle rancher. And he said, well, you know what? I have 400 head of cattle out there. And I said, oh, okay, so it makes pretty good money, right? And he said, yeah, it does. I said, well, you know what? He's talking about how his broker's lost him 50% of the money, and yeah, it's come back. And that's why he still stayed with them the past 20 years. And I said, well, you have 400 head of cattle out there. What would you do if your rancher went out there, you're a rancher, and you go out there and your ranch hand kills 50% of your cattle? He kills 200 head of cattle, just dead. They're gone. And he goes, oh, don't worry, Mr. Rancher, boss. These cattle will rebreed, and they will get back up to the normal 400 that were there in the beginning. What would you do as a rancher if you saw your ranch hand killing half your cattle? Well, that guy wouldn't even be around. He might not even be alive. So that's funny. But don't worry, though, because even though he killed 200 head of cattle, that's only 50%. Give it some time. The cattle will breed, and they'll get back to the normal 400. No, I'm not. I don't think that's right. I said, okay. I said, well, let's put it this way. You just told me from 2007 to 2009, you lost 50% of your money. Now let's just say those were your herd of Benjamins, okay? Your herd of Benjamins. Your broker allowed 50% of your herd of Benjamins to disappear. You're just saying that if it was your cattle, you'd fire that guy and he might not even be alive. But if it's your broker, it's okay, because don't worry, the market's going to come back and you'll get all that money back. He's like, oh man, I never looked at it that way. And so he goes, I don't want to lose any of my Benjamins anymore. His herd of Benjamins. And it made sense because it was relatable. I did that with a truck driver one time too. I said, you know, it's funny, your truck driver, they used to have a route driving from Denver to Austin. That was their normal route. I said, okay, so let's say you pick up the load in Austin, and halfway down your trip, wherever you are, anywhere down that trip, you actually lose 50% of your cargo for whatever reason. Let's just pick that. And you show up at this new place, are you going to get paid for 100% of the cargo even though you lost 50% of it? It's like, well, no. Well, then why does your broker still get paid if they lose 50% of your cargo, your money? It just doesn't make sense. So once again, we're showing how we can combat against a variable product, because once again, we're specialists. I'm not knocking variable people at all, because variable people absolutely have a purpose. If you do money right, if you take care of money right, every bit, every dollar, if you're the right type of planner, every dollar is going to have a purpose. Whether it's emergency money, whether it's safety money, whether it's risk money, you're going to designate a purpose to that money. And I'll just tap into this real quick. I said I would cover this in another webinar or podcast, but if you're a variable person, all you do to become an expert is you designate every bit of that client's money, from the savings to the risk money to the safe money. You just designate where it's going to go, and you become the expert there as well. But now let's go into something where they say, well, and I have this document that I hand out to anybody who's in Pro, Pro Plus, Inner Circle. They have access to this document called What Your Ex Will Say. Because a common thing that happens is when you start to talk to people, brokers and bankers will say, well, I have a product similar to that. Well, that's funny. No, you don't, because I know what products you offer. I know the institution you work with, and I know what they have available to them. You don't. Now, I'm going to be fair here, because sometimes agents, fixed agents, hit brokers really hard and say they're just trying to mess you over. They're just trying to be dishonest. That is incredibly rare, I think. I would like to think better that most people aren't purposely trying to mess over their client. But one thing I do know is brokers are limited to the products that their broker dealer will allow them to use. So they could have, or a banker, for example, a banker, and you have their financial person, they are very limited to the products they're allowed to use. So their heart can be then in the exact place it needs to be. They can want to do everything they can to help that client and do the right thing, but they just don't have the product available that you have. So they pick the best one in their toolbox. They're not trying to mess someone over. That's just all they have available. But as an independent, you can carry any of those companies. I can pick any fixed or fixed index company I want to use. I can compare them. I have software that compares them in all shots. And so it just compares all. And there's all sorts. I mean, your IMO, BGA, almost every single organization has software that compares all companies. Because obviously we want to make sure that we're getting the best product per client situation. Now, balance it out. Once again, you got to have products that have safety, security, guaranteed income you can never outlive with no risk to the market. But I base it off of four things. Number one, financial stability. Number two, best benefits. Number three, best customer service. Number four, highest payout or highest potential index growth. So that's how I pick the companies. But most brokers do not have the products we have. We are starting to see the broker-dealer world get more into the indexed annuities, which I find quite humorous because they used to make fun of us for years because of products we sell. They used to say, you don't want a fixed annuity. You don't want an indexed annuity. But a lot of these big broker houses are actually starting to do fixed and indexed annuities, which I actually welcome because it just solidifies we've been right the entire time. We have been right about protecting people's money. Now, once again, if you're a variable person, you just designate which money is risk money, which money is safe money. That's all it comes down to. If you have the safe money protected and you have plenty of income coming in, then you're able to have money that they're willing to take a shot at. But be sure you stay in contact with your clients and don't leave them out to dry. So I hope this helps you. This is just, once again, a very surface view. In RR Agents Academy, I go into a lot more detail once you're in the Pro and the Pro Plus, and when you're in the inner circle, I'm actually talking with you one-on-one. So I hope this helps you guys. You have a great day. Happy selling. Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.